Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. The Wisdom Series continues today with part two of Does Your Wisdom Support Your Purpose? Now here's Pastor Steve.
We need divine wisdom to receive all that God has for us. Let me tell you what the Bible says in Psalm 3:8. It says that salvation belongs to the Lord and his blessing is upon his people. Now that word salvation in the original language means deliverance, help, prosperity. All of these things come from the Lord. See, God is the one who gives us blessing. He's the one who gives us prosperity. He's the one who heals us. Listen to what it says in Deuteronomy 8 and 18. Remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Now, having said that, I need to speak some wisdom from the word in your life today for you to understand that there's more to the word than what you read. There's a wisdom that God gives us to understand what the Word of God is saying. And one of the things is this: never forget, you cannot dictate your terms of success to God. Come on, look at the person next to you and say, you can't dictate to God how to make you successful. God determines how. He will bless you. Now, folks, if I stop right now, and if you got that, that's a big one. Because, see, God has promised to bless every single one of us, but he's not going to do it your way. You can't dictate to God and say, bless me this way. God's going to bless you his way. That fits in with the destiny that he has for your life. Let me give an example. Abraham was promised by God a son that was going to produce a nation. And Abraham was already 75 years old, and as he continued to get older, he was like, you know, the clock is running out here. Now, the Bible says that Sarah was already, she was barren, so she couldn't have any children, but Abraham said, well, I need to jump in and I need to help God. And him and Sarah had a conversation. Sarah finally said, look, why don't you marry my maid? She can give you a baby, and that'll be the baby that God promised us. So Abraham got ahead of God, got himself another wife, a young woman. I don't want to get into that. But he had a child, and the child's name was Ishmael. So he was feeling pretty good. Got that child God promised. God, I got that child. You said I was going to get a child. I got that child. Thank you so much for that child. Only one thing is, God said, that's not the child I was talking about. That's your child. That's not the child I told you I was giving you. And Abraham said, whoa, wait a minute, Lord, wait a minute. You said I was going to get a child. I saw you going kind of slow. I just wanted to help you out, and I got the child. Now, that needs to be the child. You told me many times, I'm having a child. That's the child. Isn't that the child? The Lord said, that's not the child. Genesis chapter 17 and 18, so you know I'm not making this up. Abraham said to God, why not let Ishmael be the child? Let him be my heir. Now, he's talking to God. God said, no. Your wife, Sarah, will give you a child, and his name shall be called Isaac, which means he laughs. In fact, I'm laughing at you. Because you got ahead of me thinking you were so smart, that is not the child. I'm going to take Isaac, and I will make him an everlasting promise. As I have spoken, he will be the one who starts your descendants. I'm going to say it again, folks. You can ask God to answer your prayers in a certain way, but never forget, God already has a plan. Is somebody listening to me today? God already has a plan. It was in place before your birth. Look at someone and say, uh-oh. Why am I saying that? Uh-oh, because if you get ahead of God, then you are dealing with the thing you did, huh? That God had nothing to do with. But now you still have it. So what do you do with it? Well, Abraham said, Lord, bless my mess. God said, I'm not blessing that mess. He said, no, I will bless Ishmael. He's going to be great. He's going to have his own land. He's going to be very rich and all those descendants. But that is not what I had in mind. We're talking about understanding the wisdom of God. You can't tell God. You can't dictate to God how to bless you, how to meet your need, what he's supposed to do for you. You can't do it because he already had a plan. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us, listen, God says, I know the plans that I have for you. You may not know. I didn't discuss it with you. I didn't ask you about it. I didn't get your opinion on it, but I know the plans. And you've got to trust me that my plans for you are those to prosper you, not to give you disaster, to give you a future filled with hope. Listen, God reserves the right to decide how he's going to bless you, who your friends should be, who your husband, who your wife should be. God is the one who decides that. You ask the Lord for a spouse. You ask the Lord for a husband. You want tall, dark, and handsome. And he comes short and kind of stubby and a little plump. And you say, Lord, what happened here? Obviously, that is not the one. And the Lord says, that is the one. And you say, well, what happened? And the Lord says, I'm not giving you something to fit your taste. I'm giving you something to fit your case. This is something I decided already. Well, Lord, how did you decide it? I decided it in eternity. This is how I'm going to bless you. And many of you out there have passed your spouse several times in life, over and over again. You see them and you say, I feel something, but that's not what I'm looking for. Oh, hallelujah, God, you're going to give me that tall, dark, and handsome. I can see that person a little pudgy. No. Oh, maybe go to gym. No, Lord, no, that's not what it is. But God reserves the right to decide how to bless you. Come on, help me preach this. Look at the person and say, God decides the right of how to bless you. Now, some of y'all are laughing and smiling because you know you have missed that person. And you're still waiting, wondering, what did God do? Why? Lord, it's been taking so long. But that person done passed you five times. And each time you said, too pudgy. You said, she don't have an hourglass figure. That's what I'm looking for. God has the right to bless you the way he wants to bless you. When sickness attacks your body, God wants you to look to him for healing. But he also wants you to receive the medical care needed. He doesn't want you pushing back on the doctor all the time and saying, no, you can't give me a needle. I'm not taking that medication. Yes, we're supposed to read all of those things. But I'm saying, folks, you can't put God in a corner and say, if you don't heal me, I will die. Because God may say, I'll see you tomorrow. Folks, God has no problem with doctors. Are you hearing me? I grew up in a time where faith was like this. If you really have faith, you can just trust God for healing. A lot of those saints died. I'm being honest. They died prematurely. God probably said when they got there, sit on the rock, I need to talk to you. What are you doing here? You need to understand, folks, that God does not have a problem with doctors. Now, you got to do your research. I mean, if we got the internet, you can look up the person. You can see the testimonials and everything. I mean, God has given you so much to know what is the right doctor. And you need to be praying, too, and asking God, Lord, let it be the right doctor. Let it be the right. See, God expects you to do that. Listen, if God had a problem with doctors, he would have never let Dr. Luke write two books in the Word. Hello? Does somebody understand the words in my mouth? Dr. Luke, he was a physician. Now you may be saying to the Lord, I don't want to work there. I don't like that position. I don't like the hours. I don't like the pay. But what you don't realize is that God is God, folks. Listen, God is not like us. See, we think that if we get the wrong connection, the wrong job, we're going to stay there for the rest of our lives. Where's your faith? Sometimes God brings you in just to get you in. And then he changes everything. Once you get in, you have got to give your life and your situation to God and not decide how you want him to bless you. See, what we don't realize is often God brings us in to bless us and to make us successful in a different way that we prayed for. I'm saying it again. Just because you prayed that way doesn't mean that's the way God's going to do it. He has the right to do it the way he wants to do it. See, God will position us in his own way. See, when you're looking for a job, the first objective is to get hired. Somebody say amen. You're not in the door yet. When people offer you a job, you simply need to say, Lord, is this the job? Don't say, well, I don't want to do that. Somebody's offering you a job. Do you need money? See, then you just take it, right? Well, the circumstances aren't right. This is what I'm trying to tell you. God has the right to bless you the way he wants to bless you. People have difficulty receiving the blessings of God because they don't understand the way God is doing things. And you think, well, this is not on my list. Can I just say, sometimes God goes by your list. Sometimes he doesn't start off with that list. He just starts off with his purpose. He just starts off with his plan.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's a special thought from Pastor Steve that I believe will encourage your heart and strengthen your walk with the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. And over the next few weeks, I will be teaching messages about wisdom, direction, and your destiny. The reason so few achieve their full potential is because they do not embrace the importance of wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, the Bible states, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all of your getting, get understanding. Exalt her and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. You need wisdom, and that's the wisdom of God I'm talking about, to support your purpose. Keep listening as we discuss the importance of wisdom.
Thank you, Pastor Steve, for that encouraging reminder. If you'd like to hear this message again or learn more about the ministry of A Place to Grow, visit us online at aplacetogrow.org. You'll also find information about Spirit Life Church and opportunities to worship with us. We'd love to welcome you. Now let's get back into today's message.
God's wisdom far exceeds our imagination. God's ways are different. Listen to what it says in Isaiah 55 and 8. My thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways, declares the Lord. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Verse 11, my word which comes from my mouth is like the rain and the snow. It will not come back to me without results. It will accomplish whatever I want and achieve whatever I sent it to do. Folks, look at the person next to you and tell them, God will answer your prayers his way. So please get out of the way and receive your blessing. Guys, this is real today. Because some of you are waiting for God and you can't understand why God's not answering your prayer. He has tried to answer it many, many times. He's just doing it his way. You know, when we look at the life of Joseph, God promised Joseph in a dream. He said, you're going to be a ruler. He went and told his family, I'm going to be a ruler. Y'all going to bow to me. Mm-hmm. You are. What? You're not? Oh, God says you are. That means you are. But he didn't expect God to do it the way God did it. See, God gave Joseph a dream that he was going to fulfill as him being a ruler. But first, he had to be a slave. Joseph didn't want to be a slave. Listen, as a slave, you don't like the job. You don't like the hours. You don't like the pay as a slave. But what was God doing? God was positioning him. You may not always come in the company the way you want, with the job you want, but God is positioning you for better things, for the things you're really praying for and you're believing for. One day in Genesis 41 and 14, it says Pharaoh sent for Joseph in the prison. Oh, by the way, he had to go to prison too. And they quickly brought him out of prison. And as Joseph began to interpret the king's dream, all of a sudden, he saw how God was beginning to fulfill the dream that he said that he would be blessed and he would be a ruler. It says in verse 39, Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has revealed the meaning of the dream to you, clearly no one else has this kind of intelligence. No one else is as wise as you are. So you will be in charge of my court and all of my people will take orders from you. Only I sitting on this throne will have a higher rank than yours. Folks, you need to accept God's way of doing things. Some of you are blocking your blessings. Ask the person next to you, are you blocking your blessings? Folks, listen, trusting God and his plan for your life will lead. It may not start the way you think, but it will lead to the right job, to the right pay, to the right position, to the right hours, to promotion. Because God has a plan for every area in your life. Stop making contrary decisions about God's direction because you say, well, I don't get it. Folks, God has the right to bless you the way he wants to bless you. Hosea 4 and 6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Many people don't understand that. You just think, I'm going to stick with that prayer request. I'm going to believe it. I have told God over and over again. I've got faith in God. Mm-hmm. And my wife is going to have an hourglass figure. She's going to have long hair. It's going to be her own hair, not a weave. She's going to have almond eyes, and she's going to just be, ooh-hoo-hoo. And my husband, he's not going to be pudgy. He's going to be just right, and that's why I'm just going to leave it, because I got to drop my standards, because I'm beginning to understand. Thank God you're beginning to understand. Folks, you've got to let God do what he wants to do. I'm going to close with this. Listen, as a Christian, God doesn't want you to be stressed because of your lacking for the things that you're waiting on. Listen, a lot of you are waiting so long for God to bless you because you have let the blessing bus pass by you several times. You're still standing on the stop through the wind and the rain. You've been expecting it to come on Monday. It didn't come on Monday. And now it's Tuesday of next week, and you wonder, where is God? But the bus has come by 10 times, and you refuse to get on it because it's not the way you thought it should be. You have to stop dictating to God how you want things to happen in your life. I don't even have to ask you. I know this is helping you. Listen, folks, this is the thing that we don't understand. Many times we forget that God sees everything at the same time. He sees the past, the present, and the future all at once. I started off by saying that God does not want you to be in lack. Listen, the Bible says the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's the word of God. The Bible says, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. He gives grace and glory. The Lord will not withhold any good thing from those who walk uprightly. Listen, please understand this. God is going to always meet your needs. God is going to always answer your prayers because you're his child. The devil doesn't have that much power over you to stop what God is trying to do in your life. And if you think it, just rebuke him. Just say, in the name of Jesus, go. Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And you have to go in Jesus' name. Guess what? It's broken. It goes. But things that continue on many times is because God is trying to give you something that you don't recognize as being what he's trying to do. I mentioned the fact that you've got to understand that God knows the future In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, "For I alone am God. I am God. There's no one like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens. And everything that I plan will come to pass." See, everything that you plan will not come to pass, but everything that God plans will come to pass. He said, "Because I do whatever I wish." Wisdom is the very key to unlocking God's storehouse of blessing. Folks, listen. I'm going to just give you just a few things about godly wisdom. How do I obtain godly wisdom? Well, number one, remember that it is a gift from God. Proverbs 2 and 6. It says, "For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes understanding." God gives wisdom to Christians who ask for it in faith, without doubting. Listen, when you ask God for wisdom, yes, it may seem God will break through your understanding and saying, "This is it," even if it doesn't make sense. So don't begin to doubt. The Bible says that if you doubt, then your prayers are going to get all confused. The Bible says we should ask without doubting. If you've asked the Lord for wisdom, if you ask God for direction, even when he sees you moving towards something and you see that it's not exactly what you expected, just, "Well, the Lord brought it here. I need to just believe God. I'm not going to doubt this. I'm just going to take a chance and trust God." What are God's resources in obtaining wisdom? Well, first, it's the Word of God. The Bible says again, Proverbs 2 and 6, "For the Lord gives wisdom, out of his mouth comes understanding." See, wisdom is connected to the Word of God. The Bible says in Psalm 119 and 98, "Through your commandments you have made me wiser than mine enemies." The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7 and 19, "Wisdom strengthens the wise more than 10 times that of a mighty man in a city." And wisdom, that is the wisdom of God, teaches us how to live. God's wisdom teaches us also that we are to receive wisdom for those he sets in authority over our lives. And this is where I'm coming to a close today. I'm going to have to pick this up next week because I got a whole lot more to tell you about this. But let me end with this. In Proverbs 1 and 7, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline." It says, "Listen, my son, to your father's instruction and do not forsake your mother's teaching." Listen, it's so important for you to understand something. To receive the wisdom that God has given you, there is an importance of mentors being in your life. God places people in your life that you can listen to because they have wisdom to impart wisdom into your life on how to succeed, how to accomplish the things you've been praying about. In Proverbs 4 and 10, it says, "My child, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long life and you will do well. I will teach you wisdom ways and lead you in straight paths." Folks, listen, we have got to trust God when it comes to the authority that he places in our lives, because God has placed wisdom in their mind and in their hearts and through their love to help us.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. The Wisdom Series continued today with the second part of Does Your Wisdom Support Your Purpose? Now here's Pastor Steve with a prayer for you.
You know, one of the most important things we have to remember as Christians is we need to seek God with all of our heart. The Bible says, "As a deer pants after the water brook, so my heart and my soul pants after you. My soul thirsts for you, O God, for the living God." Father, I just pray for the people now that you would give us a hunger and thirst to know you in a better way. Father, just for the fact that these precious listeners are listening, Lord, to your word every day,
We just pray that you will strengthen them, that you would put a real desire in their heart to go deeper in their love relationship with you, that they would fulfill the divine destiny that you've placed upon their life. I pray for a blessing upon them today. Whatever they need, meet that need in their lives. And devil, your power is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for victory today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.